Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse misplays the ball. That's an error on Ver Alse. Horlan moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva throws the ball into Ver Alse, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cozzi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Agee reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zimmerman. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Causey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Jerry McNairtney. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Bob Locker now pitching. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verals hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhlander hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Verals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.